that amazing?
Radio Xanadu.
Are we going up or just going down? It's just a matter of time until we're all found out. Take a
or not. This is Ronnie Roden on Radio Xanadu. It's a DX program this week. We'll have free radio news and a few DX features, stuff like that. Now, last week, I just played out the Joe Bonamassa thing. Because I'm only 15, my parents have moved the family computer that I record the show on into the living room, so I can only do it if they go out or if it's early in the morning. And that didn't happen last week. So I just had to go upstairs, be quiet on the cassette machine, and then edit it using headphones. Getting quite a bit of trouble as they knew I was doing this. If you want to get in contact with us, radiox@rock.com is the email. Xanadu997@rock.com is the MSN. Our website is radioxanadu.co.uk. And my website is ronnieroden.weebly.com. And the text number is 0754-8325-107. I've remembered it. Well, there's a couple of recent anniversaries. The first one that we're going to talk about today is the anniversary of the sinking of the Mi Amigo, which is the Radio Caroline ship. This happened 30 years ago on the 19th of March. Here's a little recording of that sinking. A very sad day.
It's 9 o'clock. The weather, another cold, windy night with a minimum temperature of 2 degrees. Tomorrow, yet again cold for the time of the year with fresh southeasterly winds. On a fresh North Sea, it's currently 4 degrees. And now some numbers for the office. Firstly, 59, 59, 59. Number 60, 60, 60. And also number 25, 25, 25. We apologise for the absence of normal programmes and continue now with continuous music.
News from the Caroline Roadshow.
This Friday, the 21st of March, the Caroline Roadshow is at the Chancellor Hall in Chelmsford. Next Friday, the 28th of March, and the Caroline Roadshow comes to the Town Hall in Chatham. And on Saturday, the 29th of March, the Caroline Roadshow is at the Student Union Dance Hall at the University of Essex, Wivenhoe, near Colchester. And we've live rock on stage from our special guest stars, Angel Witch, at both Chatham and the University of Essex. DJs appearing at the Caroline Roadshow are Rob Eden, Robbie Day and Brian Martin. Doors open at 8 o'clock and admission is just £2. Listen for more news from the Caroline Roadshow every hour.
It's 10 o'clock and that's time for a quick look at the weather. It's going to be another cold, windy night with minimum temperatures 2 degrees centigrade. Tomorrow, yet again cold for the time of year with fresh to strong easterly winds. Currently on a fairly rough North Sea, it's just 3 degrees. And some numbers for our office, numbers 59, 59, 60, 60 and 25. I'll repeat those numbers again. Number 59, that's 59. Number 60, 60 and number 25, 25. You're tuned to Radio Caroline on 319 meters. We apologize for not being able to bring you our normal programs and trust you're enjoying the continuous music we'll be bringing you.
Loving awareness, Radio Caroline.
Europe's best music from the North Sea on 319 meters. This is Radio Caroline.
It's 11 o'clock. The weather, another cold, windy night with a minimum temperature of 2 degrees centigrade. Tomorrow, yet again, rather cold for the time of year with strong southeasterly winds. Currently on a fresh North Sea, it is 2 degrees. And now a repeat of some numbers for our office. Firstly, number 59, 59, 59. Also, number 60, 60, 60. And number 25, 25, 25. And once again, we apologise for the absence of normal programmes, and however, hope you're enjoying the continuous music.
Caroline, broadcasting on 319 metres, 963 kilohertz. Well, we're sorry to tell you that due to the severe weather conditions and also to the fact that we're shipping quite a lot of water, we're closing down and the crew are at this stage leaving the ship. Obviously, we hope to be back with you as soon as possible, but we'd just like to assure you all on land that there's nothing to worry about. We're all quite safe. Just for the moment, we'd like to say goodbye. Tom?
Yeah, it's not a very good occasion, really. I have to hurry this because the lifeboat is standing by. We're not leaving and disappearing. We're going onto the lifeboat, hoping that the pumps can take it. If they can, we'll be back. If not, well, I don't like to say it.
I think we'll be back one way or another,
yeah,
Tom.
I think so.
From all of us, for the moment, goodbye and God bless.
I'll make her mine.
How it ended. So the sinking of the Mi Amigo there from the 19th of March, 1980, on Radio Caroline. They did eventually return in 1983, I think it was, from a new ship, the Ross Revenger, but they didn't think it was going to sink when they first had those problems. They just went on shore, and then when they came back, their boat was gone. The mast was sticking out of the water at the beginning, but then it got blown up to stop other boats from bumping into it. We do also have another anniversary of Caroline, which is the opening. That was on 28th of March. I think it was 28th anyway. We'll have a look at that a little bit later. There was a feature on the sinking of the Mi Amigo in the latest edition of Horizon magazine. If you go to horizonmagazine.com, I think that's the website anyway, you can buy that. That's, I think, £2 or £2.50 or around there. That also has a feature in on Radio Xanadu. Okay, let's now hear some various news reports on the sinking of the Mi Amigo. This and that recording you just had, incidentally, you can download from azanorak.com. Go to pub, stations, Caroline, 1973 or 1972, I can't remember which year, to 1980, and you should find that somewhere around there, and lots of other recordings as well. Some of them are in zip files. They are password protected. If you want the password, then you need to join the Radio Caroline fan mailing list Yahoo group. So just go to groups.yahoo.com and type in Radio Caroline fan mailing list, and there you can find the password.
Yesterday, between Essex and Kent, a crew of four were rescued by the Sheerness lifeboat. Prakash Merchandani reports.
The Mi Amigo started dragging its anchor in 12-foot waves yesterday afternoon. Finally, the anchor, which once belonged to a supertanker, snapped. The ship's engines were out of order, and it grounded on a sandbank. The Coast Guard decided to evacuate, and the rescue took place just after midnight. The crew, three Englishmen, one Dutchman, and Wilson the Canary, were brought back to Sheerness.
Believe it or not, nobody panicked. It was very orderly. Everybody worked very hard. There was a lot to be done, so there wasn't much time to actually panic. We were resting on the sandbank, and it was when we came off of the sandbank and were hitting the bottom of the ship with the sandbank that the holes began to appear in the generator room.
Were you broadcasting all the way through this?
Yeah, sure.
Radio Caroline has had a checkered pirate career since it pioneered pop radio in the early 60s. Many of its DJs found a home in the BBC's Radio 1 after pirate stations were banned. 2 years ago, the aging Mi Amigo returned to the Kent coast. Its crew have already been rescued once before, and it's also been the scene of a mutiny attempt. But, say it's wet, though undeterred DJs, it will be back on the air again.
Called the Mi Amigo, was swept from her moorings off Margate late last night. She sank on the notorious Long Sand in the early hours. The four crew members were picked up in mountainous seas by the Sheerness lifeboat.
All you could see of the Mi Amigo today as she slowly sank was her mast. Earlier, as the sea gushed in, the crew had been forced to abandon her and £100,000 worth of equipment, but not before saying farewell to their 500,000 listeners.
Not a very good occasion, really. I'll have to hurry this because the lifeboat is standing by. We're not leaving and disappearing. We're going onto the lifeboats, hoping that the pumps can take it. If they can, we'll be back. If not, well, I don't like to say it.
I think we'll be back one way or another,
yeah,
Tom.
I think so.
From all of us, for the moment, goodbye and God bless.
Radio Caroline started broadcasting its pop music in 1964 and was rapidly followed by a succession of pirate radio ships until they were outlawed 3 years later. But the Caroline crew carried on broadcasting illegally and fairly profitably until last night, in spite of having to abandon ship last year in a similar storm. The saddened Tony Blackburn was one of their first DJs.
It's such a shame because it's the end of an era. To me, it gave me everything that I've now got. And all it did really was to give people a lot of pleasure. And there can't be anything wrong with that in this day and age, can there, really?
The pop pirate radio station sank today off the Essex coast. The station's ship, Mi Amigo,
broke from its moorings in last night's gale force winds and drifted onto a sandbank. The four-man crew were rescued unharmed by lifeboat, but could now face prosecution. Here's Tim Child.
Only the top of Radio Caroline's transmitting mast was still showing above the waves this afternoon. Early today, the 400-ton motor vessel Mi Amigo was torn loose from its moorings 12 miles off Clacton. The ship drifted helplessly in the Force 9 winds, ran aground on a sandbank, and was then submerged by the huge waves. The CNS lifeboat rescued the four-man crew, even bringing off their canary. Their ordeal ended at Sheerness police station, where they were questioned for some time before being released. The sinking seems to be the end of the original and most successful of the pop radio pirates. Caroline first went on the air in 1964 and survived a series of disasters. She was off the air for 5 years after the government cracked down on the pirates with the Marine Broadcasting Officers Act. Several times the battered 50-year-old boat drifted, nearly sank, or ran aground. There were cash problems, prosecutions, even a threatened hijacking, and lifeboat men called the ship a death trap after an earlier rescue operation. After today's rescue, Carol Barnes spoke to one of the survivors in our London studio.
It was very, very wild. We had about 2 foot of water in the ship, in the bilges, and the weather forecast was that the seas were going to get worse, and we thought it would be better to go into the lifeboat.
So what did you do at that point?
Well, the lifeboat had been standing by for about 2.5 to 3 hours, and they had been urging us to come up, although we had declined their offer. And then we called back and said, well, okay, I think we're ready to go now.
You must have been terrified.
I think we were all too busy to be scared, but we were all shaking a bit afterwards when we got in the lifeboat.
Was it difficult to get aboard?
Yes, it was very hard. It took about half an hour to 45 minutes to get everybody on board.
Just from the ship to the lifeboat?
Yeah, sure.
Because of the sea?
Yeah.
What did you do before you left the ship?
Well, the last thing we did was go down into the studio and stop the tapes, and we... I said, I think I said something like, we hope to be back with you as soon as possible. Goodbye for now.
Do you expect any legal action to follow this business?
I don't know. This is the first time I've been into the United Kingdom for a long time. We usually operate out of Spain, where our head office is, and we're serviced from there. And most of us live on the continent. Probably now that the ship's gone down, I don't think so.
Why not?
Well, there doesn't seem to be very much point in it. We're not going to go back again, are we?
Radio Caroline disc jockey.
Painter pop fans now, the pirate radio station Caroline, which began broadcasting off the Essex coast 16 years ago, is no more. The ship, Mi Amigo, which housed the radio station and its resident disc jockeys, sank last night after breaking her moorings in heavy gales. A report from Roger Maynard.
This was all that could be seen of the Mi Amigo today, a solitary transmitter mast poking through the heavy seas. It was a fitting memorial to the end of an era. Almost 16 years ago to the day, Radio Caroline went on the air off the Essex coast and continued transmitting until midnight last night. The 50-year-old vessel snapped her moorings in yesterday's Force 9 gales about 15 miles off Wharton-on-the-Naze. Her crew of four were rescued after she went aground on the treacherous Long Sands. Well, Tom Edwards from Norwich was a disc jockey on Radio Caroline in those early days, and he's in our London studio. Is it a sad day for you, John? Tom?
It is indeed, Roger, even more so because today happens to be my birthday, and for once I looked into my horoscope and it said you're going to be hearing some surprising news about an old friend, and of course it was, so long amigo. Very sad day, I think.
Did you have any nasty moments while you were on the ship?
Not really. The only one occasion that I can remember quite vividly was the tender trip from Felixstowe, it was, out to Radio Caroline itself. Sometimes took up to 3 hours, especially in rough weather, which the boys on board had last night, obviously. And I remember doing a Force 10 gale, having to gauge a jump, literally from the side of the tender, onto the ship itself, and slipped, and went in between the two sides of the ships. And it was a case of either being crushed to death or drowned. And it was one of those unfortunate occasions, and I still haven't done anything about it. I just simply cannot swim. Still, I was very lucky they pulled me out of the drink.
So you didn't have to learn to swim before you could get a job on board?
No, you didn't.
What was it like working as a DJ on Radio Caroline?
The living conditions, Roger, were quite good. We used to spend 2 weeks on ball with 1 week shore leave, and believe us, we were really ready for that. You had to live in a very tight community, and if you didn't happen to like either one of your fellow disc jockeys or one of the crew members, well, that was just too bad, because whether you liked it or not, you were stuck with them for a fortnight.
What were the facilities like on board?
The facilities were good. You could have showers, baths, all the cigarettes and lagers you could get through, colour television. We could pick up, obviously, Look East and one or two other stations as well, just by turning the area around in the bows of the ship. So it was quite comfortable, especially in the summer when we could sunbathe.
And they produced, or Radio Caroline in particular, produced a lot of talent, didn't it?
It did indeed. I worked alongside people, somebody you might have heard of, called Tony Blackburn, who seems to have done grand things, Dave Lee Travers, who you can hear every weekday morning on Radio 1. And it's nice to be back here at the BBC, I must confess, on terra firma, not tossing up and down in the North Sea. I much rather prefer it here in the safety of Broadcasting House.
How important was Radio Caroline to your own career?
It taught me a great deal. I'd known nothing about the art of disc jockeying at all, and I think the public were quite surprised. There were some bad disc jockeys and some pretty good ones, and the public had never heard anything like it. With due respect to the BBC, they were pumping out light music on the old light programme, and all of a sudden you tuned to 194 metres medium wave and heard all this shouting, ranting and raving, loud commercials and loud pop music, and everybody says, ah, this is what we've been waiting for.
And it hasn't been the same since, Tom.
It hasn't
very much indeed.
Nice to talk to you again.
Well, I can tell you all of us on Look East are very sad to hear about Radio Caroline.
Well, that's some news reports on the sinking of the MV Mi Amigo, the Radio Caroline ship, and that's available to download free from azanorak.com. That's azanorak.com. And now Radio Merlin International, which is a shortwave pirate, normally uses 6280 kHz on the 48 metre band, sometimes also 6305. They've been streaming during the week some stuff from wonderful Radio London, big M from the 60s. Their streaming address is mms://82.45.83.186:8080. That's mms://82.45.83.186:8080, and you just enter that into a media player. They're not all streaming all the time. They're just on at certain times. Sometimes they're just on 6280. Sometimes they're just streaming, and sometimes both. Here's some of the stuff that they've been streaming from wonderful radio.
London. Police are trying to trace the chairman of the Pinnock Finance Company, Mr. William Ross Wright. The company stopped withdrawals by the depositors 3 weeks ago. Mrs. Wright had reported that he had had a heart attack, but no trace of him can be found. Paris. The age of chivalry is not yet dead. Monsieur Gaston de Fer, a socialist MP, won a duel with swords against a Gaullist MP. The Gaullist was only slightly scratched. Monsieur de Fer called him an abouti, which means layabout or slob. The weather. Showers will die out during the night in most areas, except for some which may blow inland from the North Sea. Sunny intervals will occur tomorrow following a frosty night, with temperatures falling as low as -3°C, 27°F, rising to 13°C, 55°F tomorrow, which is slightly warmer than today's high. Winds will decrease in strength. Next news on Radio London, 7:30. This is Paul Kay reporting.
I've been demoralized too many times, but now I realize, no more. I'm gonna get me a gun. I'm gonna get me a gun. And all the people who put me down, you better get ready to run. I'm gonna get me a gun. I know my destiny. It's like the sun. You see the best of me when I have
got a gun.
My boy, Cat Stevens, and his song, If I'm Gonna Get Me a Gun, 26 minutes now before 7 o'clock the time. Back in with more music in the King program.
Nick's Flamenco Club, Tontine Street, Folkestone, is the home of a Big L discotheque and features three tremendous action-packed nights every week. Tuesday is the Mike Quinn Show, the latest in soul, Blue Beat and Tamla. Friday again stars the Mike Quinn Show, backed by a group from the soul scene. Saturdays is the Saturday Soul Show, featuring top soul groups and the Mike Quinn Show. This week, meet brave new people at your Big L discotheque. Mixed Flamenco Club, Tontine Street, Folkestone.
Money. Yes, money. Money. Rolling in for the promoter who books his entertainment with Big L Bookings. Radio London invites all ballroom and dance promoters to telephone Mayfair 5361 for all your entertainment requirements.
Oh, yeah!
Big L can supply you with first-class disc jockeys, groups, and artists at prices you can't afford. Make sure your next dime swings with Big L. Telephone Big L Bookings, Mayfair 5361.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. For further details of artists handled by Big L Bookings and the Philip Birch Agency, see the Melody Maker this week.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Remember, yeah. Telephone Big L Bookings, Mayfair 5361.
Did you get that number? That's Mayfair 5361. Meanwhile, back at turntable number two, the Bee Gees were singing.
In the event of something happening to me.
New York mining disaster.
There is something I would like you all to see.
Guess we better get the date right, 41.
Just a photograph of someone that I knew. Have you seen my wife, Mr. Jones? I keep straining my ears to hear a sound. Maybe someone is digging underground. Or have they given up and all gone home to bed? Thinking those who once existed must be dead. Have you seen my wife in the town? Do you know what it's like on the outside? Though you're talking to love, you call the landslide, Mr. Jones. In the event of something happening, there is something I would like you all to see. It's just a photograph of someone that I knew. Have you seen my wife, Mr. Jones? Do you know what it's like on the outside? Don't go talking to her, you'll cause a landslide. Good job.
all there is. There ain't no more. The Bee Gees from Australia and their brand new song, 21 rated in the Fab 40 survey. And the New York mining disaster, 1941.
This weekend, where the action is.
Play for a rip-roaring, action-packed experience. Come and see stock car racing at Walthamstow tonight. See the pick of the world's finest drivers in action. There's thrills, spills, and crashes. Excitement for the entire family. And to soothe your nerves afterwards and during, well, there's incidental music. Closed-circuit television, licensed snack bars. So join us tonight at Walthamstow for the best five bobs worth of entertainment going. Incidentally, children are admitted at half price. So we'll see you at the show in Walthamstow. All right, first race tonight, 7:45 the time.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Mark Roman. A couple of weeks ago, I experienced for myself the thrill of a lifetime soaring in the sky in a glider at the London Gliding Club Dunstable. Whee! With the help of an experienced instructor, you can now discover for yourself the freedom of the skies, winging high in the clouds, watching the earth below in all its colors of greens, browns, and yellows. You can be the envy of your friends when you tell them what a fantastic sense of freedom you feel high in the sky with the earth spread far below. Get your wings and the taste of a new, fun sport by writing now to Flying, Radio London, 17 Curzon Street, London, West 1, enclosing a large, stamped, addressed envelope.
21 minutes now before 7, the time as you enjoy your supper break here with Big Radio London. Here's Keith Skews Climber coming from Neil Diamond.
You'll be your woman soon.
Not so much can't cut all the ways I died for you, girl, and all they can say is, isn't that your kind? They never get tired of putting me down, and I never know when I come around what I'm gonna find. Don't let them make up your mind. Don't you know, girl? Take my hand, girl, you'll be a woman soon. You'll need a man.
I've been misunderstood for all of my life, but when this thing, girl, just cuts like a knife, the boy's no good.
Well, there you are. That's something from Radio Maryland International Stream on MMS:/82.45.83.186:8080. And that recording was made on Thursday, the 1st of April, 2010, starting at 22 minutes past 9 in the morning. This is Ronnie Rodent, the mouse about your house on Radio Xanadu. If you want to get in contact with us here, the email address is radiox@rock.com. The MSN is xanadu997@rock.com. The text number is 07548325107. Our website is radioxanadu.co.uk, and my website is ronnierodent.weebly.com.
Loving awareness, Radio Caroline. Love and good music, Radio Caroline.
Live from the North Sea on 963 kilohertz all through the night and 576 kilohertz, 519 meters, 24 hours a day. It's Caroline International.
Love and good music, Radio Caroline.
Martigue D. Are you interested in shortwave and medium wave free radio?
What's going on in the news?
Summer meeting 2010.
Done for us.
Summer meeting 2010. Summer meeting 2010. Summer meeting 2010. Summer meeting 2010.
Right, okay, this is some information now about the Shortwave Combination Summer Meeting 2010. If you go to their website, is swcholland.com. That's swcholland.com. And I read from their page about the Summer Meeting 2010. Shortwave Combination Holland organises in the summer of 2010 the summer meeting in approval with Franz the Border Hunter. Radio Border Hunter is a free radio station on shortwave, incidentally. The weekend of the meeting is the 23rd, 24th and 25th of July 2010. The number of reservations at the campsite are limited, so be in time with yours. This will guarantee you a stay on this marvellous weekend with live entertainment and a lot of technical goodies. The location of the weekend will be announced on our site. That's swcholland.com. Please send your reservations as quickly as possible to swch@live.nl. That's swch@live.nl, so we can arrange proper supplies of food and drinks. Greets SWCH crew. And the location of that is, I'm not sure exactly where it is, but it's in southeast Holland. I'll give you more information when I find out some more. So, if you want to go to that, swch@live.nl is the email. And that's on the 23rd, 24th and 25th of July of this year. So get your reservations into swch@live.nl. Radio Barkan 16 was on 6375 kilohertz on Tuesday, the 30th of March, and they had some talk about the summer meeting. So here we are with Radio Barkan 16.
Not conversation.
But it's about the 3 hours. I just reminded you, it's really also roughly. I'm relaying in from Skype, also yeah. On the transmitter.
Hi, Ronnie. I hope you can receive us.
Yeah.
I'm on board from the ship for Barkan 16, and so I hope you can receive my my audio as well on your side. I hope. Und war es die Dr. Tim?
Ah, the Dr. Tim is shopping. He's always shopping.
Okay.
Yeah, he's getting some coffee and cookies.
Shoplifting or
No,
that's
true. Nee, op de achtergrond de weet weer, maar dit is kasseren. Dat Stepping Blue, die inpak.
Ja, dat hoor jij natuurlijk niet voor opgeleid.
Nee, dat...
Je moet maar op een gegeven moment zeggen wanneer de muziek in staat, ja of nee, als je wil. Staat hier nu, dit?
Ja, hè?
Staat de muziek nu in?
Ja, maar door de compressor limiter, als jij gaat praten, dan drukt hij de muziek op de achtergrond. Dat is wel handig, dan hoef ik niks te doen. Ik ben natuurlijk van huis uit aardlui.
Het
doet er zelf graag op.
Mr. Barkan 16 he says, I'm a little lazy today.
Ja. Yeah. Hey, ik heb nog nieuws.
Nieuws? Okay,
ja, ja dat heb ik. Ik heb nieuws. De summer meeting.
Summer meetings.
Ja.
What are we going to do with the summer meeting?
23 en 24 en 25 juli in... Ik kan het ook op forum. Dat is vrijdag, zaterdag en zondag. Het is hetzelfde als bij Frans, weet je wel. Dan kon je ook wat eerder komen. Nou, dat is in ieder geval wordt het gehouden in het noordoosten des lands. Verder zeg ik niks, want die locaties die worden natuurlijk geheim gehouden. Ja, die zijn, dat is de summer meeting. De 23 en 24 en 25 juli will be the dates of the summer meeting of this year. And it is not this year in the south of the Netherlands, but it is in the northeast of the Netherlands. It's probably news. It's news. I think some stations know it, but I'm sure that this is not a location. I think it would be nice. And there is also an announcement coming on the AM forum from this meeting. More details from the meeting on the AM forum.
Oh, okay. And Ronnie is coming also?
I don't know if he has enough money for the ferry.
If he doesn't, he's coming.
Yeah. And if he is
then we don't understand it. So we understand only yes.
Yes.
Yes, I'm coming. That we are understanding. But no, we don't understand.
No.
We don't know what is now is. We don't know, no.
Ja, lekker een keer weer. Bak ze een mooie paard op.
No.
But by the way, for every guy, you would be your bedankt voor jou. Mooi, hè?
Are you coming, Ron?
To the summer meeting, yes. I'm not sure.
Well, ik denk dat ik zelf probeer ik.
Ja, wat zou je altijd zien natuurlijk. Ik heb natuurlijk weer dienst, dat is altijd zo.
Oh nee,
ja, maar het is echt gelukkig maar één dag. En dat zou dan betekenen voor mij dat ik er vanaf zaterdagmiddag tot zondag bij kan zijn. Nou, dat is op zich wel mooi, toch?
Oh, dus je komt wel?
Ja, kijk, dat probeer ik wel. Maar ja, ik moet wel gelijk kunnen krijgen. Het is natuurlijk net een vakantietijd, hè? Dat is niet waardeloos, want iedereen is weg. Ja, goed, bij ons tenminste, hè? Want, het is hoogseizoen, hè? Het is volgens mij in de bouwvak.
Ja, dan zit je met een probleem.
Ja, dan heb je een probleem. Dus maar goed, kijk, ik weet het nu ver genoeg van tevoren. Dus je kan ik altijd wat regelen. Toch?
Ja, je moet wel wat regelen, hoor. Want hoe doen we dat dan? Want ik denk, maar houden gaat samen met jou.
Ja, dat kan niet. Ja, kijk, als jij zegt dat ik wilde van vrijdag tot zondag, ja, dan heb je een probleem. Want twee dagen vrij, dat lukt mij niet. Dat weet ik nu al.
Oké.
Maar die zaterdag denk ik wel dat het wel gaat lukken.
Van die zin, maar moet echt achter die telefoon.
Ja, ik gooi de muziek er even in.
Oké, bye bye.
Go. There's someone from Barkin 16 radio on 6375 kilohertz AM mode. That was I recorded that from remotehams.com. Very good site. That was using Barney's Tentec RX320D. Basically, if you don't know the site, remotehams.com. And there's lots of remote controlled online radio tuners. So if you can't receive the station with your own receiver at your house, like I couldn't, you can go on there. There's also globaltuners.com and dxtuners.com. Do the same thing, basically. So there's there you are, the summer meeting 2010 of the Shortwave Combination Holland. That'll be in the northeast of the Netherlands. Not like the southeast I said before, sorry about that. Northeast of the Netherlands. Not sure of the exact location yet, but I'll give you more information when I find it. So that recording was made on Tuesday, the 30th of March, 2010, at around about. Hang on, I've lost the time here. That was about 4:20. Like 4:30. The little clip I played you. If you want me to send you the full recording, which is 1 hour and 7 minutes long, just send us an email, radiox@rock.com, and I will send you that. Okay. So that's the summer meeting 2010. If you want a place on that, send your reservations as quickly as possible to swch@live.nl. That's swch@live.nl. And that meeting is on the 23rd, 24th, and 25th of July of this year. That's the 23rd, 24th, and 25th of July 2010. So get your reservations into swch@live.nl.
RTGDs. Are you interested in shortwave and medium-wave free radio?
What can I get on the news?
Summer meeting 2010.
Done for us.
Summer meeting 2010. Summer meeting 2010. Summer meeting 2010. Summer meeting 2010. Summer meeting 2010.
Right, another anniversary now for last Sunday, the 28th of March, the opening of Radio Caroline.
This is Radio Caroline on 199, your all-day music station. We are on the air every day from 6 in the morning to 6 at night. The time right now is 12:01, and that means it's time for Christopher Moore.
Hello and happy Easter to all of you. This is Christopher Moore with the first record program on Radio Caroline. The first record is by the Rolling Stones, and I'd like to play it for all of the people who worked to put the station on the air, and particularly for Rona.
And that's the start-up of Radio Caroline from the 28th of March 1964, starting off with Not Fade Away by the Rolling Stones. And that was Christopher Moore and Simon D opening up the station. There are rumours, I'm not sure if it's true or not, but there are rumours that it was pre-recorded because they were too nervous to do it live. I'm not sure about that, but there you go. Next week, this show is changing the time that it's on at. So from next week I'll be on at 1 p.m. We've sadly lost a few DJs. Steve Martin, Radar Roy, Tony Hollis and Eric Shin have all gone. We've got a couple of new DJs, Oliver Pint and Mr. Binky. Oliver Pint will be on from 2 p.m. and Mr. Binky from 4 p.m. This show will be moving to 1 p.m. from next week. In 10 minutes' time, when this show finishes, you'll just hear 2 hours of non-stop music, and then Oliver Pint. And from next week, I'll be on at 1 p.m. Well, let's hear now a pirate that you can normally pick up from the UK. It's on 6220 kHz in shortwave 48-meter band. This is Mystery Radio from Italy.
Leave me, I'm not the loving guy.
History Radio.
Short recording there of Mystery Radio from Italy on 6220 kHz in the 48 meter band. That was from the 24th of March 2010. Now the current Radio Caroline, and there is some speculation as to whether it's the same Caroline as it as was out at sea or not. I'm not really sure myself, because I've had two different views thrown at me, one that it is and one that it isn't, but they've been doing an RSL, so given into Ofcom, on 531 kHz. This is a short recording. This is from the 2nd of April of 2010. So that was Friday, I think it's Friday anyway. So here we are, Radio Caroline on 531 kHz. Radio Caroline on 531 kHz. Yeah, that's from the 2nd of April 2010 at around about 25 to 12 in the morning. And that's on 531 kHz. Their website is radiocaroline.co.uk. That's radiocaroline.co.uk. .co.uk.
The music makes a difference. So make the music the best. Radio
Saturday. I'm Ma Baker. Put your hands in the air. Give me all your money.
No, 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 no. What we can offer you is the best free radio news on the market. The Dr. Tim's Pirate News, with local and information about pirate stations in Germany, Europe, and the rest of the world.
When you're walking down the street with your transistor radio, everybody has a good time.
Would you like to get the most informative and timely pirate radio news available? Then subscribe to Dr. Tim News. The Dr. Tim News Bulletin is published and sent out weekly via email. To register, go to the Radio Dr. Tim homepage at www.freeradio.de/Dr. Tim/WordPress/. And then click on Dr. Tim News.
Go to group.yahoo.com/group/DOCTORTIMDE. That again is group.yahoo.com/group/Dr. Tim DE. For more information, email Dr. Tim, drtim@t-online.de. Also, we can send out to you the pirate news via snail mail for a very small price, the cost of postage. For more info or an order, please send a letter to SRS Germany, P.O. Box 101145 Delta 99801, Eisenach, Germany. Eisenach is spelt Echo India Sierra November Alpha Charlie Hotel. You can also send a letter and reception report to the same address.
We love the pirate station. We love.
Well, thank you for listening to me, Ronnie Roden, on Radio Xanadu. Nice mouse about your house. Hope you've enjoyed this program. Now, a couple of websites you might want to check out. There's Ian's Pirate Radio chat room. That's easyshopdiscountzone.com/radio/pirate/chat.html. Or you can just go to ian.fr. That's IANN.fr. And click on Radio Pirates and Pirate Chat. Also, shortwavedx.blogspot.com. That's shortwavedx.blogspot.com. That's got blogs and news in the free radio world.
Radio London.
If you want to get in contact with us, radiox@rock.com is the email. Xanadu997@rock.com is the MSN. And the text number is 0754-8325-107. The website is radiozanadu.co.uk and ronnierodent.weebly.com.
Wonderful Big L, wonderful Radio London.
And remember, next week the show changes time to 1 p.m, so y'all. See you then, 1 p.m. next week on Radio Xanadu. Let's play out with the theme tune to MAR, Merseyland Alternative Radio. This is The Shadows and Atlantis.